There's lots happening in the world of sport at the moment. Baseball's back at the Olympics, did you know, to Japan because they love the game so much. But more on a local scene, we were very, very pleased to find out that Melbourne Aces general manager Justin Huber is to be inducted in the Baseball Australia Hall of Fame this season, and so he should be as well, and he joins us on The Breakfast Club. Justin, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, very amazed to be honoured in such a special way with such an elite group. It's truly just a great feeling.
I imagine when these things happen, now I've never had this moment in my life, Justin, being a Hall of Famer, but I imagine when they do happen that you do take yourself back to where it all started for you and where, you know, how you got to where you did get to. Is that something you've gone through in the last little while?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, I've been so lucky in my journey just being able to exit my playing career and continue on in the sport that I love and have grown through. So, you know, it's not without coming across all of those people, you know, fairly regularly who have been on the journey and supported me throughout that time. And you know, thinking back to all of those, you know, days as a junior or an aspiring player, and it was just, really cool to have a lot of those people reach out to me when the announcement came through. I had under-14 coaches and T-ball coaches and things just all remember and were part of it. So that's an extra special part of it, I suppose.
I'm just interested, growing up, Justin, was it about playing in the Major League or was it actually about representing Victoria in the Claxton Shield, just playing for Preston? I mean, what was it that sort of got you on the journey to be a baseballer?
I think it was sort of none and all of that. I just loved the sport from a physical perspective. I was much more sort of naturally predisposed, I guess, to striking sports. So anything with a ball and a bat, I was in with a chance, and I just love the power that you generate from swinging a baseball bat and hitting a ball as far as you can. I loved every minute of that, and I think the rest of the aspiration just took care of itself. It's like, well, what team do you need to be on next? That took me all the way to the major leagues. Fortunately enough, not too many folks in Australia can say that. And I was number 20, so that's a pretty special thing to be able to reflect on.
Absolutely. It's an extraordinary achievement. So I'm just interested in how you get into baseball when it's not overly popular in Victoria. It's a great sport, but it's kind of like you play cricket or you play footy. And that's changing now with all the other sports that are there. But particularly baseball, most people that love that sort of the bat and the ball are cricket, not baseball. So how did you get into it?
Luck. I've got to say, it was pure luck. My folks were shopping at Christmas time at Knox City Shopping Centre when I was a six-year-old and picked up a flyer that was being handed out by the local baseball club at Upway Ferntree Gully. So that, literally, it was via that mechanism. And I suppose, since coming back to Australia and taking on administrative roles, I think that's been a big driving force to keep me interested in how I can affect the next generation, because it was, you know, such a minor thing that turned out to be such a major thing in my life. It's they talk about doing all the little things, and certainly as an administrator, I've taken that notion, because absolutely, in my case, if it wasn't for that volunteer that was standing in Knox City at that time, I wouldn't be able to say that I've been able to achieve all the things that I have.
So was it to play in the winter or to play in the summer?
No, the summer. So Upway at the time had a huge junior program. I mean, we all talk about Kanga cricket and Auskick and all the things that you can do at the grassroots. Really, T-ball was one of the original, you know, entry point games, and still to this day, like, you can go around to any primary school in Australia and they'll pull out a T-ball kit. Upway at the time had over 400 juniors playing T-ball. They had a really good system, they had great coaches, they had a really strong club, and they had a volunteer network that was out there just beating the drum. It was a growing suburb too, a lot of young families, which always helps. So it was the stars really aligned. I'm grateful for that stepping off point.
And who was your hero through the journey, your baseball hero? Was there someone that you sort of looked up to try and emulate?
Yeah, it was all the local guys. And I must admit, it was the old Australian Baseball League that ran from 1988 to 1999. I was closest to the Waverley Reds, who then turned into the Melbourne Reds. Originally playing at Waverley Park, all those guys, they were my big leaguers. And I tell a lot of people that because there was no MLB on TV, the best you could hope for is, Dad would tape on a VHS, the World Series on SBS at, 2 in the morning. And that's all you'd see of MLB at that time. So, the local league was just paramount. It was so important. And, those guys were my heroes. And I was, still fortunate enough to see a lot of those same guys around. They're still connected. And that's a great part about Australian baseball, it is a tight community, and those guys are all still contributing in some way, whether as a coach or a administrator or a volunteer. They're still absolutely entrenched in the club network.
And now that you are still at the Aces, the general manager of the things at the Aces, and doing great things there. When we spoke to Pete Moylan when he got the job earlier in the year, very exciting period for the organisation. Trying to make it three on the trot, can we do that?
Oh, well, it all just seems like a piece of cake for the last couple of years, doesn't it? I mean, it's quick to forget that the league has just been, it's been growing at a really steady pace, and it's gone through, some tumultuous sort of ownerships through, MLB and Baseball Australia, and now with the privatised model. It's been really fascinating to be part of, but also to watch as an outsider. For the Aces, just having what now is the resources to be able to do the types of things that you would expect in a normal professional sporting team. It's a game changer. Been a game changer for me as an administrator, but also for the team around me. It's just we can do things, and we've got a great ownership group who just absolutely adore the sport, love the team, are in it for all the right reasons, are in it for the long haul. So, we couldn't be happier, and the team is, it's poised to do some really great things, and I'm really, really excited about what the next few years is going to hold.
Now, I've got one final question for you, Justin. You have to answer it honestly.
Yeah.
How many times do you sort of go back 13-odd years and think about hitting Randy Johnson for a home run?
Not as often as you would think. hair on the back of your neck sort of moment. I'll tell you a really quick story that led up to that moment. We had just played, so a couple of days before that, we had played a 22-inning game in San Diego against Colorado and lost. The game went for nearly 7 hours. We finished like at after 1 a.m. in the morning. We had completely burnt our entire pitching rotation and bullpen, so there was really nobody left. Greg Maddux, the MLB Hall of Famer, he was starting the next day in Arizona, where we had our next game. So, those who aren't familiar with MLB, you literally play every day. So we finished it, after one, we're on a plane, we were in Phoenix the next morning, and we're playing that night. So the next day we get absolutely routed by Arizona, and about, midway through the game, our bench coach, I wasn't playing in the game, our bench coach came down to me and said, "Oh, Justin, have you ever pitched?" And I hadn't pitched since I was in like under 12s, and so my heart's just like bouncing out of my chest. But I'm like, "Right, whatever you need to do, I'm a team guy. You need me to get out there." So, lo and behold, we sort of struggle our way through. Greg Maddux grits his teeth, he gets through the game, and luckily for probably me and my teammates, I didn't have to get onto the mound that night. But you know, he came back down to me at the end of the game. He said, don't worry, we're not going to make you pitch, but you got the start tomorrow and you're facing Randy Johnson. So I'm like, you know, don't sleep a wink that night. Was never relaxed in the dugout anyway as a bench player, but yeah, certainly it was a big couple of days, and then, you know, then got the start the next day, and you know, had a really good at bat against Randy Johnson, and it was my first. So what a treat that whole week was, really.
What a great story, absolutely, and very well told too, if you don't mind, Justin. Great to have you on the program. Anyone that can hit the big unit out of the park is very welcome in the Baseball Australia Hall of Fame, which you are very much a part of. Appreciate your time. Good luck to you and the Aces this season. Looking forward to finding out more about it through the journey, but well done on the recognition of the Hall of Fame.
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate your time.